Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is December the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation chapters 10 to 12. Three ways to overcome the power of Satan. We read in Revelation chapter 12 verses 10 and 11 like this. The words of Apostle John. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come, for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. The announcement that salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come celebrates Christ's resurrection victory over Satan and the beginning of the new covenant age. Satan is called the accuser of our brethren, and he was able to accuse God's people before the throne of God until the death of Christ. Now, because of the atonement that Christ has obtained for his children, Satan has now lost all grounds of accusation. As we read in Romans chapter 8 verses 31 to 34 like this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Satan's activity is now limited to the earthly level as he seeks to accuse our consciences against ourselves and seeks to bring us under self-condemnation. In response to such attacks from Satan, we should plead the accomplishments of the blood of the Lamb. This constitutes the defensive part of our spiritual warfare. The word of our testimony, which is evangelism, is our offensive warfare. The fact that we are prepared to die demonstrates that our victory is measured in faithful martyrdom. Thus, there are three ways to overcome the power of Satan in our lives. Number one, the blood of the Lamb, which justifies us before our holy God. Number two, the word of our testimony as us being a faithful witness to the work and grace of God. And number three, our willingness to be martyred, not loving our lives for our faith. With Christ's victory over Satan, we can maintain our confession of faith in him and thereby share in his victory. With our sins blotted out and our declaration of Jesus' redemptive work in our lives, we can silence the accusations of Satan. His accusing voice of condemnation and guilt has already been swallowed up in the triumph of Calvary. Let us boldly declare our abiding faith in the accomplished work of the cross. Let us constantly participate in Jesus' ultimate victory by overcoming Satan by the power of the blood of Jesus and our steady confession of faith in Christ's triumph.